One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, could the centuries-old streets of St. Augustine be home to restless spirits, or was it just a strange coincidence?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. Have you ever been to St. Augustine? And that's Florida, correct? St. Augustine?
That is Florida. And of course, the big place there that is truly haunted is the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Yeah, okay.
That is right there on the Atlantic Ocean.
And this story, I believe, is actually about the lighthouse itself.
Perfect.
That's on the Atlantic Ocean. I saw something recently about St. Augustine and its haunting. It was probably just when I was flipping around on television or something, and some ghost show had some stuff going on.
Well, ironically, it also, the Fountain of Youth is actually in St. Augustine, too. You know, that big story about Ponce de Leon, who finds the Fountain of Youth, that is also in St. Augustine.
So is that where Cocoon was shot?
I don't know. I never saw that movie. I didn't want to see old people and cocoons. I didn't want to see them.
Oh my God. And there's Cocoon 2, I think, as well. You have to see, think like Wilford Brimley is in that shit, or I think somebody, I think he is. And the thing is, I believe I could be completely off on this. I think it's Wilford Brimley, but he was actually not very old in the movie, but he looked so old that he was able to play alongside all these other older characters that were actually like in their 70s and 80s. And I think he was like in his 50s or something.
He always did look old. And I think you see this a lot on social media now where they show like actresses and actors, you know, like from the 80s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're like in their 40s and they look like they're in their 60s.
Yeah.
And now you know, you tend to be a little bit more youthful as you age and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. Wilford Brimley, Don Ameche was in that.
Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg, Barrett Berg. I remember Jessica Tandy was in it too.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
All these people. I think they're all dead now, aren't they? They have to be.
Yeah. Steve Guttenberg might still be alive. He had to be young in that. But everybody else was Yeah, it was old.
Yeah. And you've never seen Cocoon of all the.
Oh man,
that was totally of that time. Wow, and you've seen far more than I have. Wow, I beat you on one.
That's more of like a. It's not even a scary one so much as it was almost like alien-ish, right?
You know what it was? It was perfect for like the Sunday night movie of the week. And that's probably why I saw it so often, because it would be like one of those things where they would show the movie on TV and it was tame enough. You didn't have to edit a whole lot. And people like to watch old people do weird things. So, yeah, that's Cocoon. Go check it out, kids. All right, let's get to our ghost story. 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear it.
I wanted to call in with a story that I totally forgot about until I was talking about it the other night with a group of friends who were going to go visit St. Augustine, and they knew that I'd been there several times. So about 10 years ago, I was there. I was in Orlando at Disney World with my kids and my parents, and we decided to take a drive one day out to St. Augustine. So my daughter was about 7, and I think my son was, he was still just a baby. He was about maybe a year old. And we went out to St. Augustine. It was cool. I don't think I'd ever been there before at that point. That may have been my first time there. And my dad was obsessed with lighthouses. He visited lighthouses wherever he went. He loved them. Me, not so much. I'm afraid of heights and tight spaces and falling downstairs like that. Anyway, so we're there and we went to a restaurant that had, it was a cute restaurant, but it had terrible service. We had to wait, I think, like an hour just to get water. But there was no other options of places to eat. It was the only place that was open that early that wasn't fast food. So my daughter and I had gone into the bathroom, and we noticed when we walked in, the sink, the two of the sink faucets were running, and it was the knobs that you turn, you know, one for hot water, one for cold water. We went into the bathroom, you know, into the stall. I went into one, she went into the other, and I heard the water come on again. So I assumed that she was washing up, and I said to her, don't walk out without me. And I heard her voice next to me, and I'm like, oh, okay. We came back out. The water, both sinks were back on again after I turned them off before we went into the stalls. I turned them off again, and they turned back on right in front of us. It was the weirdest thing. So I came out and I said, I had asked my mom, who's really into paranormal stuff, hey, is this like a haunted city? And she said, well, yes, it's the oldest city in the United States. It's a very old city. I think there's ghost tours and everything. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we're sitting there waiting for our food. Finally, we eat. We drive over to the lighthouse. I don't remember the name of it. I don't even know if it's the only one in St. Augustine. I am not sure. Maybe another listener can clear that up. And all of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with a sense of panic, sheer terror. It felt like I was having a panic attack or an anxiety attack. I thought I was dying. My dad was sitting in the car waiting for the line to go down so that he could get into the lighthouse. My mom and daughter were in the gift shop, and I was pushing my son around in his stroller, and all the while thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die at this lighthouse place. I don't know where it came from. It was just a sense of sheer panic. And prior to that happening, I was walking around the grounds. You know, there was quite a few people there, and it was kind of warm out. I had on a shirt and maybe like a button up shirt over it that was opened up in the front. And when we were walking around, I felt a hand go straight up my back, like it was going up the bottom of my shirt all the way up to my neck. And I remember distinctly feeling that and turning it around. Turning around, I was going to yell at my daughter for it because I'm like, what is that? That's so inappropriate. Don't do that. There was no one behind me. And I remembered she was in the gift shop with my mom. And maybe within minutes of that is when I started to feel this horrible anxiety. I couldn't shake it. I went into the bathroom, you know, tried to sit in a stall for a while and, you know, get my senses back. I kept feeling like I was going to faint. I didn't know what was wrong. I was maybe 30 years old at the time, and I came out and my dad was in the car, and I said, Dad, we have to go. I think I'm dying. I think I'm having a heart attack. And he's like, what's going on? And I told him what was wrong. And he said, you're fine. You're having an anxiety attack. Let me run in and get your mom and your daughter and my daughter. So they ran in, we got out to the car. And my mom's like, your sugar's just low. You took too long to eat. And I'm like, no, it's not that. I feel like I'm dying. I need to go to a hospital. And my dad just said, you know what, just count and breathe. And we're driving. And as soon as we left, maybe 20 minutes outside of St. Augustine, I was totally fine. Absolutely fine. It was the weirdest thing. And I heard on another podcast, it wasn't yours, I'm not sure which one it was, another girl had a similar experience where she had gone there and she just had a freak out, like the same type as mine. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm wondering, do any of your listeners experience that? I wonder if it was something supernatural, because I did feel that hand go up my shirt. It was icy cold. And it was the weirdest. I've never had that feeling ever again. I never suffered from anxiety attacks. I never had that feeling ever again. That was the only time I had that. So I'm wondering, with your guys' experience and your other listeners, does anybody else have that type of experience where they feel like they're going to have an anxiety attack and they absolutely lose their shit before or during some paranormal situation? So thank you so much for all you do. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing that story. Panic attacks are weird things. When you have, you've never had one, and then the first time you have it, you don't know what the hell's going on. And it can freak the shit out of you. And even if you had them, you have them again, you kind of get to know what it's like a bit, but it's still, you know, it can be unsettling.
I think I've really only, well, I've had probably a couple in my life, and mm-hmm. It's always stress related, work related kind of stuff. I do want to say a couple of things. First off, the whole thing with the faucets in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Those are really tough, because even if they're the old ones with the hand turn things and all that kind of stuff, bad washers can actually allow them to turn on if there's water pressure buildup. So it's whenever I have something with a faucet, it's really easy for me to go, it's probably just some plumbing things going on. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you about the fact that I know some people who have been to St. Augustine and have investigated there. I've never been there myself, but they had very similar situations of feeling anxiety or just this ramped up nervousness while they were there. So while it could have just been just a regular panic attack,
mm-hmm.
It could also be that she's a little sensitive to stuff like that. That is a very powerful location.
Yeah.
Again, because of the history of it, it's the oldest city. She was probably picking up a little bit on that. It's right on the frickin' ocean. So there's all that movement from the water. Plus, it's a lighthouse, right? So in my mind, lighthouses were beacons of light to so many people for a long time. There were a lot of deaths related to it. And even the people who worked in the lighthouses really put their all into it. So I would not be surprised if she was picking up on the energy of that community. I think it'd be very, very easy to do that if you have any ability at all.
Yeah, I mean, think of the anxiety one must have actually being in a lighthouse when it was being used as a lighthouse, you know, all throughout the year, and the storms that would come in, and lighthouses could get destroyed in those storms too. But you're there and you're in this tower and you're just doing your job as best you can, but you're, you know, you're at a very dangerous place for the elements, you know, should something go horribly wrong. That would just be, and you're in, and a lot of times you're just in a giant limestone tube too. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, your job was to keep everybody else safe. So when the storms were out and it was the middle of the night,
yeah,
you were up taking care of that. And like you said, I can't imagine the weight of the pressure of that job,
yeah,
at some of these lighthouses. So I think it's very possible, yeah, she was picking up on something.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for sharing that story. 855-853-4802, our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, if you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of the episodes with no commercials, check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.